Sakta Mishnah Baita Masechtes Pesachim Perik Gimel Mishnah Hey. So we have the dough, and the dough slowly starting to become chametz, but somehow the process was impeded. It's not going anymore. It never completely became chametz. That's called seyer. Started to become chametz, but somehow it just never happened afterwards. And then as yisarif, you have to burn it. Vo'achli, if someone eats it potter. On the other hand, siduk, if you mamish start seeing splits over here, that's what happened. When it starts to become chametz, you see like little splits in it. Yisarif, you have to burn it. Vo'achli chayev karas. But if someone eats it over here, he's chayev karas. Okay, so what exactly am I looking at? Ezehu seyer, which dough is called seyer, like only part way? And the answer is kekarne chagav. It looks like the horns of grasshoppers. The horns of grasshoppers? If you look at the horns of grasshoppers, are they intertwined? Do they cross each other? No. Each one like goes its own way. That's the mashal Chazal are using. There may be some cracks over here, but the cracks are not connected to each other. I don't see where one touches the other. Siduk, which literally means a spalt, a split, but it means shenis ovu siduk of zebezeh. Ramamish, it's all like one line leads into the other. It's like sometimes when you have like a windshield that's broken. See a bunch of cracks going in different directions that are connected to each other. That's what it looks like. So by seyer, we're saying you have to burn it, but if someone eats it, he's pater. By siddik, we're saying not only do you have to burn it, but if someone eats it, he's chayiv, because this is considered mamish chametz. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, zehalt Rabbi Yehuda, the chachamim disagree. The chachamim aimrim zeh vezeh ha'achle chayiv karas. Even in the first case, once you start seeing splits over, even though they're not connected to each other, someone eats this, he's chayev karas, and for sure in the case where the splits are connected to each other. In other words, what we call karnei chagovim, according to the chachamim, that's also chametz. The ezu seyer, what's the seyer, which is like, not mamish chametz, kol shechsifu panav. The face of the dough looks like it's scared. It's like the face becomes pale. Ka'adam she'amdu seroysav. Like a man whose hairs stand on end, when he's very frightened, right? You imagine someone's hair like goes up. Well, that's somehow the mashal of what the dough looks like. So, chazring over, we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that there is chametz that's not really chametz yet, but something started in this dough. That's called seyer. You have to burn it, but if someone eats it, he's potter. If it's at the level of siduk, mamish splits, a bunch of cracks in the dough, then not only do you have to burn it, but if someone eats it, he's chayiv karis. Rabbi Yehuda explains what's called seyer, that's kekarnei chagavim. Like, literally the horns or the antennas of grasshoppers. They go in different directions, but they don't, like, cut into each other. Siduk is where, like we explained in Mashal, you see a crack in glass sometimes, or on a windshield when a ball hits it. A bunch of splits, they, like, intertwine with each other. That's mamish chametz. Zayal Rabbi Yehuda. The chachamim say, no. Even kekarnei chagavim, where the cracks aren't connected or the splits aren't connected, there's also a chi of karis. The seyer where there's no chi of karis is there are no splits at all, but the dough looks pale. Like the face of a person who's so frightened that as much as his hair stands on end.